Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about the golden girdle mentioned in Revelation chapter 1 and comparing it to the golden girdle found in the book of Exodus. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
You remember, and keeping in mind that this represents the local church, that in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 38, I believe, or 39, tells about the clothing made for the high priest and the other priest even. And they would enter in, before they'd step inside, they'd have to change to this clothing. And the high priest, and there was a golden girdle that kept everything attached right there around his chest by his heart. And he would go in and intercede for the people. And then when he would walk out of there, he would take that clothing off. It was something set aside special. Well, there is Jesus, our great high priest, not in a tabernacle, not in a temple, but in the local church, interceding with that golden girdle attached to that ephod, with your name interceding for you and for me. And yet, you know, in that Old Testament worship, they took blood of an innocent, approved, perfect lamb that passed the test and would be sacrificed. And they'd apply that blood for the sins of the people. But you know, Jesus ascended into heaven, and the blood that paid for all my sin was applied there at the great mercy seat of heaven. But I believe that he walks in among those golden candlesticks. Because 1 John chapter 1 and verses 7 through 9 talk about that blood that cleanses us from all sin. And yet we are already saved. So that sin that we commit again, and that failure again and again, and these other things, that blood's still there to cleanse us from all sin. Especially as he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful. He's right there. He's walking among the candlesticks. He's got the golden girdle on, and he is praying for you. And so, when these things happen, you get under conviction about certain sins in your life. It is basically, and I'm just saying this, it is basically, it becomes a vehicle we ride as a comfortable ride to be back right with God. But the devil will try to also bring you a comfortable ride in the flesh that draws you to the world to accommodate it. And to be just, you know, one of those things that, well, you know, we are relevant to the world. No, we want to be relevant to God. We don't want to be comfortable in worldliness. But the car, you know, it's like the car, okay. You can be in a car and it has a sound in it. Although the ride is comfortable, you want to get rid of the sound. So you trade that sound for the sound of a radio. And you have on there something that is supposedly called music. that comes into question too. But although it may be questionable, you prefer that music that honors the devil or has his style more than you do the little sound that you didn't like the car was making. You're actually trying to drown out that sound of the car. And in the same manner, when we get into these worldly things, we're trying to drown out the Holy Ghost, trying to get him off our back. Some leave a church, not walking out of that church because it's gone the way of the world, but rather because the preaching's starting to hit home to you. And so you're running from God. You think you're running from the church. You're running from God. And as Jude 4 does point out so rightly, you're turning God's grace into lasciviousness. Our lives should be a 180 contrast from the worldly lusts which are immersed in the diseased condition of the soul of men and the world. In today's vernacular, we think of the Broadway. A lot of preachers was preaching, got to learn to think outside the box. You know, it's not like it used to be. Got to think outside the box. You know, some of these things the world does now that, well, maybe it wasn't that bad after all. Think outside the box. Well, I don't know of the Bible identifying anything as a box in this relationship. But all I can do is think of what Jesus said. The way is wide and broad that leads to destruction. Narrow's way leads to the life everlasting. So I put those as boxes. The broad way is everything the world has you enjoy. That's the box. Think outside of that box. Think inside the box of the narrow way and stay inside that box. Live by what's there. Or lead to the way that is righteous and is not just life everlasting, is having everlasting life, but everlasting reward, ruling and reigning with Christ, not just saved so as by fire. So, I know that people want to try to justify turning to the flesh to accomplish the work of God, but, you know, you might look at Jeremiah 17:5. Look at what God thinks about turning to the arm of flesh to accomplish his work. It's not a good thing to be cursed by God for it. So, stay within the narrow way, the way of the Word of God. Stay in that the Word of God is our box. Let's stay in the Word of God. Now, the next thing the grace of God will teach us is the positive side, soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Therefore, our demeanor as saints of God is to be that which becometh holiness. As verse 12, again, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Okay, so our speech, our demeanor, our integrity, our dress, our daily life should always have a goal to live and present ourselves in a way that becometh holiness and well represents the holy God and King of Kings that we represent and whom we love. Living soberly is understanding and living life at all times a total awareness of Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is surely true in you as a Christian. If that is true, you'll never endeavor to manufacture justification for the acts of the flesh to fulfill its lust. And sometimes even the best of Christians do, and we don't want to try to justify it, make excuses for it. We need to confess it with God, or if it's been with others or against others, whatever, and get it right. So this is important for the inward battle that believers face. Now, if you go to Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25, Paul talks about that. The Holy Spirit had Paul write down these words, word for word, was from the Holy Spirit, but there were things that went on in Paul's life. And he says, the good I would do, I end up not doing it, and the bad I wouldn't do, I do end up doing it. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, but by the Spirit, he serves God, but by the flesh. Oh, boy, he had failures. So if you're living soberly in Christ Jesus, you will reflect this holy person, his holy person. For that is what our salvation teaches us. In living soberly, therefore, we will not act and do things on emotion or impulse. Instead, we will reflect his person in us, as we see in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And you know, in that passage there, you know, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God. That's not robbery to be equal with God. But was in all points tempted as we, yet without sin. Goes on to say how he gave himself for it. And God had highly exalted him and given him a name that was above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee would bow and every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But see, he left us an example to follow. And that should be seen in our life. And he did that in his humanity. As we. He was tempted no point like we as are, but without sin. When your mind is settled on Christ Jesus and his will, you'll be in his word always seeking it, meditating.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. .org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.